6. Passion into business. Esa Nirinen is a Finnish carpenter who makes unique skateboards. The story of how he became a successful entrepreneur was published in the New York Times.
Lahti, Finland. When Esa Nirinen was growing up in this small town northeast of the Finnish capital of Helsinki, he enjoyed playing soccer in the summer and skiing in the winter, like most boys of his age. "But my real passion," he said, "was skateboarding." Eventually, Mr. Nirinen turned that obsession into a business, and now he operates Unique Design, a one-man company that designs and builds custom skateboards prized for their unusual combination of local wood and man-made materials. "I have never advertised. I sell direct to people who call me or visit my workshop. Everything I make goes," said Mr. Nirinen, his hands mimicking an airplane taking off. Half of his boards are sold to buyers in Helsinki, with others going to Sweden, Germany, the United States, Canada, and elsewhere. Mr. Nirinen also makes tables, chairs, and other specialty items, mainly for local customers and always on word-of-mouth recommendations. Products made from wood are important to Finland's economy. According to the Finnish Forest Industries Federation, the pulp and paper industry alone accounted for 16% of the value of Finnish exports from January to May this year, the most recent period for which data are available. After leaving high school, Mr. Nirinen started work at Hollolan Viilu ja Laminaatti, a factory that makes wood laminates. "I had always liked working with my hands," he said. "And that was when I became interested in how many different ways wood can be used." Specifically, Mr. Nirinen started to assess the strengths and weaknesses of the wood available in Finland, and then applied that knowledge to his hobby. "Skateboards were originally made from Canadian maple," he explained. "But I started to test other woods because Canadian maple is expensive and hard to get in Finland." Worldwide, skateboarding has grown in popularity since the first homemade boards appeared in California in the 1950s. In Finland, as in many other parts of the world, skateboarding parks have become part of the urban landscape. There are 20 outdoor skateboarding sites in Helsinki alone, generating a steady supply of skateboarders at all skill levels, some of whom now buy Mr. Nirinen's creations. His skateboards were also among the prizes awarded at the Finnish Skateboarding Championships this year. Mr. Nirinen still skateboards once or twice a week, though he takes part in competitions less frequently. "Usually, I'm on the jury," he said. In 2003, Mr. Nirinen returned to school for a two-year course in model carpentry at the Salapau's Further Education College in Lahti. The program trained students interested in building prototypes. Then, fresh from graduation, he set up on his own. The prices of Mr. Nirinen's skateboards range from 150 euros to 470 euros, $206 to $646, depending on the mix of materials used. He estimates he has made 200 to 500 boards a year. Each one typically has 7 layers of wood, each 1.5 millimeters thick, glued together and fixed at high pressure. Mr. Nirinen shares a 180 square meter or 1,900 square foot workshop with two other self-employed carpenters. Large windows illuminate the workshop with natural light. In its center stands a large cast iron sanding machine. It was built in Germany in 1963, according to a plate fixed to its side, but Mr. Nirinen bought it this fall from a seller in Finland. "Sometimes the old machines are just better looking," he said. Still, Mr. Nirinen does much of his own sanding and operates his press manually, a time-consuming process that is one of the reasons it takes 2 to 4 hours to make each board. One day, I might get a new high-tech press and just press a button, he said. The material used for each board layer depends on the skater and, most important, the boarder's weight. From the outset, Mr. Nieranen's challenge was to equal or improve on the resistance and durability of Canadian maple. For a child's board, I can use just birch, the most common wood here, he said. But for adults, I need to vary the birch with several layers of carbon fabric or the kinds of modern synthetic fabrics that are used to make bulletproof vests and suits for motorbike riders. While he occasionally finishes a board with a layer of imported satin walnut, his most distinctive creations are topped with a rough layer of birch bark. Some people love these, he said. They really have the look of a forest product.